BBC News with Neil Nunes. Germany has warned the new Greek government that it must live up to its commitments to creditors. As the radical left-wing Greek leader Alexis Tsipras was sworn in as prime minister, a German government spokesman Stefan Seibert said Greece had to stick to promises made as part of its international bailout deal.
Reformerfolge erzielt. Es ist aus unserer Sicht wichtig.
It is important that the new government take measures so that the economic recovery continues. A part of that is Greece holding to its prior commitments and that the new government be tied into the reforms achievements.
The Syriza party of Mr. Tsipras has promised an end to austerity, and along with its right-wing coalition partner Independent Greeks, it says it'll renegotiate Greece's bailout. Anti-austerity parties around Europe have congratulated Syriza. The head of the Northern League in Italy described its election victory as a beautiful slap in the face to what he called the European Soviet Union of the Euro and banks, while Spain's left-wing party Podemos said it was now the turn of the Spanish to do their duty in elections later this year. Kurdish officials say their forces have won a lengthy battle with Islamic State militants for control of the Syrian city of Kobani. Paul Wood has more.
The Kurds in Kobani are jubilant. After 131 days of fighting, they say they've triumphed over the so-called Islamic State. The final clean-up is underway, said the leader of the town council. If this is indeed the victory the Kurds claim, it would not have happened without American bombing. Even with hundreds of airstrikes, the jihadis were at one stage in possession of half of the town. This setback for IS does not necessarily mean they are losing overall. Syrian opposition sources say IS actually have more territory under their control now than when the United States and its allies started bombing last August.
More than 5,000 flights have been cancelled across the northeastern United States and parts of Canada ahead of a winter storm. 90 centimeters of snow is predicted for some areas, and meteorologists are warning of gusts of 120 kilometers an hour. The mayor of New York has told residents to stay off the streets. The disgraced American cyclist Lance Armstrong has told the BBC that if he were taken back to 1995, he would probably take drugs again. Armstrong insisted that what happened should be seen in context and that today the situation would be different.
If I was racing in 2015, no, I wouldn't do it again. Because I don't think you have to do it again. If you take me back to 1995, when it was completely and totally pervasive, I'd probably do it again. People don't like to hear that.
He said the time was coming when he should be forgiven for doping and lying. World News from the BBC. Federal prosecutors in the United States say an alleged Russian spy has been arrested in New York, accused of trying to recruit sources and collect economic intelligence on behalf of Moscow. The man, named as Evgeny Buryakov, who worked at a bank, is due to appear in court in Manhattan later on Monday. Prosecutors say he was working with two other alleged Russian spies who are still at large. 10 people have been killed and 13 injured at a military base in Spain when a Greek fighter jet crashed into other aircraft parked on the ground. The F-16 came down shortly after taking off in Albacete, nearly 300 kilometers southeast of Madrid. The crash happened during a NATO training exercise. The victims are thought to be from several countries. A British government minister has apologized for giving a pocket watch to the mayor of Taiwan's capital city, Taipei, while on a visit there. Baroness Susan Kramer didn't realize that giving timepieces in Chinese culture is taboo. More from Michael Bristow.
Giving clocks of any kind suggests time running out for the person who receives it. Baroness Kramer said she didn't know and apologized. We learn something new every day, she said. The mayor himself has also been criticized. When handed the pocket watch, he said he did not need it and suggested he might sell it to a scrap metal dealer. Later, a city spokesman said the mayor's off-the-cuff comment was just a joke. He said the gift was now safely stored away and would definitely not be sold.
At the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, Tunisia and the Democratic Republic of Congo have booked their places in the last eight. They faced each other in the final game of Group B and drew 1-1. That was enough for both sides to qualify because the other match in the group between Cape Verde and Zambia finished goalless in torrential rain. That's the latest. BBC World News.